This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break. Sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple in the air on the way to State College. Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush with you here within the studio. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th. And Pioneers, and what does Shindanny have going on today? It's Steve Sterling Day, right?
Steve Sterling Day, easy money day. He was disappointed last week. He didn't know and made any money. It was a wash, 2 for 2. That was one of his only non-winning weekends. But here, UTSA, Jake, they've never lost in conference. I think they're in Conference USA now, or the American now. They were in Conference USA, but their head coach has never lost a home conference game. He's 24-0 in conference games.
Hello.
24-0 in conference games in Conference USA and the American. But anyway, East Carolina comes to town. East Carolina's favored. It was 3 and a hook. You might want to check that, Jake. But either way, Shindaddy's taking East Carolina to beat UTSA for the first time ever in conference play. So he's taking East Carolina. They were -3.5 yesterday. Not sure what that is right now. The next game is
East Carolina is a 2.5-point favorite.
What's
at
that?
UTSA.
2.5. So
East
still
Carolina, yep.
take East Carolina and the points on that. Georgia State at Troy. Georgia State at Troy. It was 11.5 yesterday. 11.5. Troy.
10.5.
10.5. Still taking Troy. The numbers on both these have gotten better for Shindaddy. Taking Troy at 10.5. Then we have Coastal Carolina at South Carolina. South Carolina was favored by 23.5.
Now it's 24.5.
24.5. Even better. Take Coastal Carolina. Take Coastal Carolina. Too many points. And the one that's not, he does a lot of off the grid games. Tennessee at Florida is not really off the grid. Tennessee was a 4.5-point favorite. I'm sure what that is or not, Jacob. It's still 4.5.
Let's see, Tennessee. 4.5. Yep.
4.5. Take the Vols. Take the Vols. His theory on that is that Florida played incredibly well last week against Ole Miss. The two games before they played incredibly well against Georgia, then they fell off the world against Kentucky. So even though this is at the Swamp, he's still going with Tennessee. That's his four picks for the day.
Thank you to Steve Sterling.
Shindaddy
up in Creighton, college football expert, among many other things. We are now joined by our good friend Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. Lee, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. They stopped all our momentum, the Dolphins.
I know.
With
two straight wins and now a bye week. We got to wait till next week to watch the Dolphins and the Saints and then the Jets. A good path to 6-7, and then we'll see what happens after that, Lee. But at least they've made December potentially interesting or entertaining.
Right.
So
maybe semi entertaining.
But it just kind of makes you mad because, again, this team lost to the Browns. They lost some games they could have won easier earlier that right. they wouldn't be in the situation. And now they're winning games when basically their season is still effectively over. They can make the playoffs, but like they have like a 2% chance. So it's just trying to play for pride right now. Just frustrating. Typical
okay.
Dolphins football, Bill.
I'm frustrated with you, Jake.
Lee was 3-2 last week on his picks. Let's get to him, Lee, in the SEC starting off. Oklahoma. Off of a massive win against Alabama last week, 7.5-point favorites against Missouri. Can they follow up a big win with another big win, Lee?
Well, that was incredible. Defense showed out in Tuscaloosa and shut down that offense here. Here's what's crazy about college football. If Texas A&M doesn't come back and beat South Carolina, I think the story last week would have been Ahmad Hardy rushing for 300 yards against an SEC opponent. Incredible. 300 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think this kid's going to be a high draft pick. He is getting better and better. And Oklahoma, I think they're going to have a tough sled in here because Missouri's defense, 3 turnovers last week. They've already faced dual-threat quarterbacks from Texas A&M and Vanderbilt. I don't think John Mateer is going to, you know, all of a sudden stress them out too much here. Missouri's one of these teams that go 5-0, 6-0, and then they end up 8-4 every year. So I think the pressure is off them. They've been close in a couple games against top 25 teams. I think they finally break through here. I'm going to put half my money on Missouri plus the points and half on the money line here, sprinkled on the money line. I think they might pull the shocker. They're here this weekend.
Well, you got first score, Lee.
24-20.
Missouri.
I like this
Oklahoma.
Call.
Oklahoma. Okay, big win for Missouri, even with all the rumors of Eli Drinkwitz possibly moving on to a different school.
Next, the drink.
The drink. Up next in the Big Ten, Lee, Oregon. Big matchup. Ranked teams, Oregon, 9.5-point favorites against USC, who had the big comeback win against Iowa last week. And trying to stay alive in the playoff. This is a big, probably elimination game for the playoffs, Lee. Does Oregon get it done as 9.5-point favorites?
Past year's USC's defense was Charmin soft, horrible. Just run right through them. This year had to play 5 teams who I think are pretty tough in the trenches, and that's Notre Dame, Michigan, Iowa, Nebraska, and Northwestern. They won 4 of the 5 games here. So the question here is who's going to maybe hit on some big plays? The Ducks used to do it all the time, but they're down 3 of the top 4 receivers since the start of the year. So when you normally have at least 1 or 2 big plays a game, you score 60, 70, 80-yard touchdown, then you got to go, you know, 8, 10, 12 plays, more chance for penalties, more chance for turnovers. I think this is a one-possession game here. I have the Ducks escaping 28-25, but I think 9.5 points is just too much.
28-25 Ducks, close game this weekend in the Big Ten. Up next in the Big Ten, our game is down to 7.5 Penn State favorites over Nebraska. This is 4-6 Penn State against 7-3 Nebraska. Lee, the spread at one point was 10.5 early on. Now it's dropped down. Were you surprised at how big the spread is, and what's your play in this game?
Well, I think the line should be maybe 6.5, 7. So I'm going to take a different approach here.
Okay.
So I think this is a better way to attack this game. That's what's great about gambling. You can go on a team and against them back-to-back weeks. You can play sides. You can play totals. You can play player props. So we have 2 quarterbacks, TJ Latif and also Ethan Grunkmeyer. These 2 guys were not expected to play. Last week, Penn State only threw 13 passes. That's it, 13 pass attempts. They are going to run the football. They want to get Allen the record, the single season on the career rushing record. Also like the Pat Singleton stats here, and that's what they do best.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The countdown is on. Holiday shopping season is officially here, and Uncommon Goods takes the stress out of gifting with thousands of unique, high-quality finds you won't see anywhere else. Don't wait. The most meaningful gifts get scooped up fast, and now is the perfect time to cross names off your list. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, making every gift feel meaningful and truly one of a kind. I recently got a whiskey board with a Miami Dolphins emblem that comes in a few weeks, and I cannot wait to see the product when it gets to me. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Cross those names off your list before the rush. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Nebraska, when they throw the ball, not that much. Usually, you know, throw it to the backs. They throw it, you know, flanker screens. Not going to push the ball down the field much. Total's 45. I made this total 41.5. I'm going under 45 total points. Hint. This might be a game for my clients here this weekend too.
Okay, that's a tease right there. Yep.
That is a tease. I couldn't agree more. This game is going to be. It's going to go fast. It's going to the right. This game. Also, you look up and say, "Wow, it's halftime." I'll be damned, it's about over. Because no one's going to be in a hurry. They're going to huddle, right, Lee? They're going to take their time.
Right.
And I agree.
So under 45, they're up, but joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. To the NFL, Lee, Bears have won so many close games this year. A lot of nail-biters that they've pulled out. They are 2.5-point favorites against Pittsburgh, who may or may not have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. What's your play for Bears-Steelers?
So... good time to look. Let's look at some NFL games because you know, not a great schedule here at college games. And this is a game that's interesting. No one thought that Chicago was going to be 7-3 at this point. They're winning close games, also doing it sometimes with special teams. They're hot and cold. Chicago special teams. Their kicker Santos, sometimes good, sometimes not so good. He was on last week. This might be the week he's off. Last week they had a big kickoff return to set up that field goal to win it. Aaron Rodgers, what is he worth to the line here? We're not sure if he's going to play. Mm-hmm. I don't think the line's going to move if he doesn't play. Maybe a half a point. That's it. So Mason Rudolph, one of the better backups here. Aaron Rodgers, how far has he fallen? He used to be worth 7 points. They can play Duck Hodges, and the line may not move here. So I like Chicago to hang in for a while, but this might be the game where their special teams betrays them, and I think Pittsburgh's defense is better. Chicago's cornerbacks, they hold a lot. They interfere a lot. I think that's going to also be their downfall. Give me Pittsburgh here. Wrong team favored. Steelers straight up 26-20.
26-20 Pittsburgh. Yep. Also, massive game. The Chiefs are trying to stay alive in the playoffs. Again, several weeks ago, but they're 5-5. They're 3-point favorites against the Colts, who are having a great season with Daniel Jones. Mm-hmm. Lead to the Chiefs get back on the winning column, or is it a potentially 5-6 season through 11 weeks for the Chiefs?
Well, Indianapolis has looked great so far. 8-2, straight up. They have a two-game lead here in the division play. But 7 games in 7 weeks is a lot of time for bad stuff to happen. Let's look at how they've done against good defenses, top-tier defenses. Number 2-rated Rams scoring defense, they lost that game on the road. Played Denver's number 3 scoring defense, came out with a 1-point win at home. Then they played the Steelers. Kind of an overrated D, but hot and cold. They turned the ball over 6 times. Now they got to face the number 4 scoring defense in the Chiefs here. At Arrowhead here, they're desperate. 5-5 here. They lose this game. They're already right now, if the playoffs started now, they'd be out of the playoffs with the outside looking in. But what's interesting about the game last week, I thought Patrick Mahomes' balls were flat. His top 3 receivers that he likes to throw to down the field, Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, and also Xavier Worthy. Longest reception, those 3 guys, 11 yards. So he needs to get back to his mechanics, and he usually comes back after a rough game here. I like Kansas City. I think it's a great time to back them. Bet them now. It's -3. This line's going to go up to 3.5 to 4. Chiefs, 31-23.
31-23 Chiefs over the Colts. And last game, lead back to college in the Big Ten. Iowa, big favorites over struggling Michigan State, 16.5-point favorites.
Right.
Which way do you lean on this one for the spread?
They want to get it for free. Just be one of the first 5 callers. Call 800-400-9741. Give them the Iowa-Michigan State game on me. 800-400-9741 for the Iowa-Michigan State for free. And it's going to be a fun weekend. We're rolling in the NFL on a 33-11-1 run the last 9 weeks in the NFL. Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. 5 selections every single Sunday for 4 weeks are ready to go now, so you don't have to call me back Saturday and Sunday. Get them now. Get the best lines. Just $197 for 4 weeks, 5 selections every week. Also, guys, a UFC card. We had a rare losing week last week. But we've still won 18 out of 24 UFC cards. Starts at 9 in the morning from Qatar tomorrow morning. And love the card. We have 5 selections plus a bonus selection. Normally it's $55, sometimes $25 or $35. How about this? 5 selections, $5. You heard me correct. 5 selections,
wow.
Just $5. I want to make sure you have a pulse and a credit card. So 5 selections for $5, including a bonus selection, a big, big underdog we're throwing in also. Just one place, ParamountSports.com. Check out the website. We've got a bunch of other free pick videos. There's some great games going on around the country. So you want to check out all those other free videos, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, always good stuff. Enjoy Dolphins bye week. We'll chat with you next week.
Okay. All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Peace. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports. The picks to recap here, Bill. Here we go. He says Oklahoma as 7.5-point favorites. They lose to Missouri 24-20.
Could happen.
He thought that could happen.
After
a massive
remember,
win over Bama.
Their win was big, but their numbers were not good against Alabama.
Barely over 200 yards of offense, right? Something like that.
Agreed, yes. 211.
24-20, Missouri upsets Oklahoma. Oregon beats USC, does not cover 9.5. He says the Ducks win 28-25, Oregon. Did not give a score for Nebraska. Penn State said take the under of 45 in that bowl game.
I couldn't agree more.
Okay, low-scoring game. Take Steelers as 2.5-point dogs, beating the Bears 26-20. Chiefs, he says, as 3-point favorites, beat the Colts 31-23. If you want Iowa, Michigan State, or any other of his picks, call 800-400-9741 or go to ParamountSports.com. Always enjoy having Lee.
Thank you, Lee.
We're going to talk about the Pinewood Derby with him again some point in the future.
We sure will.
Before we get to break, Bill, the 3 words you don't want to hear in IT are what?
3 words that Swim doesn't want to hear. Swim doesn't want to hear this. I've been hacked.
Listen up, Swim.
Swim got
you
hacked.
Have been hacked. We need
Will's
to call
text in. He goes, why'd you not let me work with Swim?
I should.
Will, I don't know. We just thought maybe, yep, that's what happens. You assume things.
Assumptions
make an
are
ass
made.
Out of you
yes,
and me.
That's
and that's
right.
Exactly what happened. We assume some things here, and now we got to bring Will in for this. Will, let us know we can come in for a seminar. We need you here. Thank you.
They're in all 93 counties of the state. They manage all things IT and cybersecurity bill with a 99.8%
retention rate. That tells you that's your money line right there.
If you want a free consultation, it's available to you at AppliedConnective.com.
And they will have representation, I've confirmed, at the Thanksgiving Eve party.
No, they will.
Yeah, there will be representation from Applied Connect.
I can't wait to see it. AppliedConnective.com. When we come back, Bills Thrills, it's Monster Matches next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.